Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
717 here on WNAL, where Washington comes to talk. Pleased to be joined now by Mark Krikorian. He's a nationally recognized expert on immigration issues and is the executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here, sir, and especially on a week where we want to talk about, you know, what is our immigration system and what should it be? We know now that this terrorist who struck New York, killed eight, injured others, came in on the diversity lottery. What is the point of that program?
It's a good question. The point seems to be just generically that we need to have more people in the United States. And if, there are people who don't have relatives and don't have job skills, we should just let them in anyway. The premise seems to be that people in every country of the world have some kind of entitlement to be able to come here. And so, like I said, those that don't already have a lot of connections, people from Mexico and India already have a lot of connections here, but from other countries in the world somehow deserve some other option. And so that's what this lottery is. Millions of people from all but the top immigrant-sending countries in the world. Millions send applications. 50,000 or 100,000 are selected, and then they whittle it down to 50,000. But they don't have to show any unique skills, any abilities. We're not talking about rocket scientists and engineers. We're talking about guys like this knucklehead who was a Uber driver. Now, I met a lot of Uber drivers. They're great people. Why do we need more Uber drivers from Uzbekistan, though?
Yeah, this is a pretty good prize for a lottery. I wonder, is there any other aspect of our immigration system, our legal immigration system, that has a lower threshold for entry?
Well, there's different thresholds. I mean, if you're a relative, for instance, or a close relative of some kind, or even a more distant relative, you don't have to show any job skills or any abilities or anything. In other words, you're being picked because of your family relationship. But if you're looking just at the ones that have some kind of screen, some kind of threshold for skills and ability, no, there really isn't anything lower. All you have to show is that you have a high school degree or 2 years of job experience in certain jobs. And, you know, really, in whether it's Uzbekistan or Nigeria or Albania, you can buy a high school diploma from the street. You know what I mean? It's not a meaningful, a threshold at all.
There has been a bill, the Safe for America Act, that has been sitting in the House since March of this year. It was introduced by Bill Posey, and that would end the diversity visa. It would have ended it in March. Why hasn't it even been taken up for consideration? What's the problem?
It's a good question. The House actually has passed bills in the past, and they never got through the Senate, but to end the visa lottery. Probably what's happening is that there is thought of maybe packaging an end to the visa lottery with other things. So that's what they're talking about in the Senate, for instance. The president himself made a big deal months ago, long before this happened, of highlighting a bill by Senator Cotton and Senator Perdue that would, it's called the RAISE Act, do a bunch of things, including get rid of the visa lottery. So I think there's an idea that they maybe will package it with an amnesty for the DACA young people that Obama illegally gave his amnesty to. But that's just speculation on my part. There's no reason they couldn't just end the lottery, you know, right away. Just meet this afternoon, vote to abolish it, and that's the end of it, although the Democrats wouldn't go along with that.
I want to ask you to sort out a political fight that started yesterday. The president went after Chuck Schumer for being one of the, you know, one of the founders here of the diversity visa, called it a Chuck Schumer beauty. But then you had Jeff Flake, a Republican, of course, but no fan of the president, attacking President Trump on Twitter, saying that Chuck Schumer and the Gang of Eight, when that failed bill in the Senate, had actually moved to get rid of the diversity lottery program. What's the truth in the middle of all of this?
Well, I mean, they're both true. Chuck Schumer was one of the main House movers. He was in the House back then, 1990. Behind the visa lottery. He's claimed credit for it. There was a video that went around yesterday. I hadn't seen it before, from him about 10 years ago in the Senate, actually saying that he was the person in the House who moved that bill, and it was a great bill. And he said he knew it was a great bill. Remember, this is 2006, because as he would bicycle around New York, he saw all kinds of people who came in through the visa lottery, and that's why it was good. Ironic. That he wasn't bicycling, you know, on Halloween.
Right.
But the bill, that big Gang of Eight bill, would in fact have gotten rid of the visa lottery, but it was part of a package to double legal immigration, almost double guest worker visas, and amnesty all the illegal immigrants. And they said, oh, yeah, and we'll get rid of the visa lottery.
It sounds like what it is it's a hardly defensible program that they decided, oh, here's a piece of leverage we can trade for. Like, this will make conservatives happy.
Yes, exactly. That's what it was. And so you can hardly say, well, we're with you in getting rid of the visa lottery. It's like, well, I would say, let's call Senator Flake's bluff. It's like, okay, well then, let's get rid of it tomorrow. What's the problem? You're still in the Senate.
I know, it's funny. That was the interesting element to this. He would go out of his way to defend Chuck Schumer. He's like, oh, what, Schumer wanted to get rid of it in the Gang of Eight bill. Oh, great. Well, then we're all in agreement. It's time for the end of the diversity lottery.
Exactly. Yeah, that would have been a tweet I would have liked to see from the president in response to Flake.
Yeah, especially since some of these countries where we take these people from have known terrorist problems. It just doesn't seem to be a smart thing to do, and the Posey bill has 12 co-sponsors, so it should be easy to, as you said, just hold the bill, go down there today, have the bill, you know, have the vote, and let's do this. Thank you so much. We appreciate you joining us, Mark Krikorian. Have a fantastic day.
You too. Thanks.
That's Mark Krikorian. He is the executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Did you know that over 80% of companies in America, each generating more than $100 million in revenue, don't show up on public stock exchanges? They're private and are largely not an option for 401k investors. But now there's a chance for everyday American savers to opt in for access through the 401k plan if they choose to. Regardless of how you're building for the future, you deserve the same opportunities because you've earned the right to more. Learn more by visiting retiresafer.org. Paid for by the Council for a Safe and Secure Retirement.